Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I'm so glad you're here today. I want to talk with you about something that I know can be really frightening for parents. When your little one hits themselves or screams after making a mistake, it can feel absolutely heartbreaking. You might be wondering, why is my child doing this? Is something wrong? And I want you to know, first and foremost, that you're not alone in this, and your child is going to be okay. The Magic Book and I have been learning so much about this, and what I've discovered is truly beautiful. Your child isn't misbehaving. They're not trying to hurt themselves in the way we might think. What's actually happening is that their little heart is experiencing something called perfectionism, and their developing brain doesn't yet have the tools to manage the big feelings that come when things don't go exactly as they hoped. Let me explain what's really going on. Your 4 or 5-year-old is in this amazing developmental phase where they're building their sense of competence. They're learning what they can do, what they're good at, and how the world works. And some children, especially those with sensitive, thoughtful temperaments, develop these incredibly high standards for themselves. They want everything to be just right. They want to succeed at everything they try. And when something doesn't work out perfectly, their whole nervous system floods with overwhelming feelings. Research shows us that this kind of perfectionism can emerge as early as ages 4 and 5. These little ones develop what experts call black and white thinking. In their minds, if they make even one small mistake, they believe they've failed completely. If they can't draw the circle perfectly, they think they're terrible at drawing. If they stumble over a word, they think they can't read at all. It's not logical to us as adults, but to their developing brains, it feels absolutely true. And here's what happens in that moment when they make a mistake. Their body is flooded with stress. Their heart races. They feel this crushing sense of disappointment in themselves. And because they're only 4 or 5 years old, they don't have the words to say, "I'm feeling overwhelmed by my own expectations. I'm experiencing shame and frustration." Instead, that energy has to go somewhere, and sometimes it comes out as hitting themselves or screaming. The Magic Book taught me something so important about this. These children aren't trying to hurt themselves. They're trying to release the unbearable feeling of having disappointed themselves. It's a form of emotional overwhelm, not self-harm in the way we think of it with older children or adults. But that doesn't make it any less concerning, and it doesn't mean we ignore it. It means we approach it with understanding and compassion. So what can we do to help? The research gives us such beautiful guidance here. First, we need to help our children understand that mistakes are not failures. They're learning opportunities. They're stepping stones. They're actually how our brains grow and develop. When we make a mistake, our brain creates new connections. It's literally how we get smarter and more capable. One of the most powerful things you can do is model mistake acceptance yourself. When you spill something, say out loud, "Oops, I made a mistake. That's okay, I'll clean it up." When you forget something, say, "Oh, I forgot. My brain was thinking about something else. I'll remember next time." Let your child see you make mistakes and handle them calmly without harsh self-criticism. You can also help your child develop what researchers call a growth mindset. Instead of praising the outcome, praise the effort. Instead of saying, "You drew that perfectly," say, "I love how hard you worked on that drawing. I can see you tried so many different colors." Instead of, "You're so smart," say, "I noticed you kept trying even when it was tricky." That's how we learn. When your child does hit themselves or scream after a mistake, stay calm. I know that's hard, but your calm presence is what they need most. Get down to their level and say something like, "I see you're feeling really upset right now." Making mistakes can feel big and hard, but mistakes are how we learn. Your brain is growing right now. Then help them take some deep breaths with you. You might say, "Let's breathe together. In through our nose, out through our mouth. We're safe and mistakes are okay." You can also help them develop more realistic self-talk. When they say, "I'm terrible at this," you can gently say, "You're learning this. It's hard right now, and that's okay. Learning new things takes time." When they say, "I can't do it," you can say, "You can't do it yet. But with practice, you will." Breaking tasks down into smaller steps can help too. If they're trying to build something and getting frustrated, you might say, "Let's start with just this one piece. Then we'll add the next piece. One step at a time." This helps them experience success in small doses, which builds confidence and reduces the overwhelm. And here's where stories become such a beautiful helper. The Magic Book and I have a story called The Cathedral of Gentle Echoes, and it's absolutely perfect for this. In this story, Kenji and Miwa are making music in a beautiful cathedral, and they keep making mistakes. But instead of those mistakes being failures, they discover that their mistakes create the most beautiful harmonies. The cathedral transforms their errors into something wonderful. This story teaches children, in the gentlest way, that mistakes aren't endings. They're part of the creative process. They're part of learning. They're part of becoming. When children hear this story, they start to internalize the idea that mistakes can lead to beauty, to discovery, to something they never would have found if everything had gone perfectly. After you read this story with your child, you can talk about it together. You might say, "Remember how Kenji and Miwa's mistakes made beautiful music? I wonder if your mistakes are like that too. Maybe when you're learning to write and the letters don't look perfect yet, that's like the music in the cathedral. You're creating something beautiful as you learn." I also want you to know that if this behavior continues or intensifies, it's absolutely okay to reach out to your pediatrician or a child psychologist. Early intervention with a professional who understands childhood perfectionism can be incredibly helpful. There's no shame in getting support. In fact, it's one of the most loving things you can do for your child. The research is so clear on this. When we help children develop self-compassion early, when we teach them that mistakes are part of learning, when we model gentle self-talk and celebrate effort over perfection, we're giving them tools they'll use for their entire lives. We're helping them build resilience, emotional regulation, and a healthy relationship with challenge and growth. Your child's sensitive heart, their high standards, their desire to do well, these are actually beautiful qualities. With your gentle guidance, these traits can become strengths. They can become the foundation for persistence, for creativity, for deep caring about their work and their relationships. But they need your help to learn that perfection isn't the goal. Growth is. Learning is. Trying is. So tonight or tomorrow, whenever feels right, snuggle up with your little one and read The Cathedral of Gentle Echoes together. Let them see that mistakes can create beauty. Let them feel your calm presence. Let them know that you love them exactly as they are, mistakes and all. Because that's the truth, isn't it? You love them not because they're perfect, but because they're perfectly themselves. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, my wonderful friend. You're doing such important work, and you're doing it beautifully. With love and starlight, Inara.